Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Five young ladies were selected to participate in the week-long Tech Trek STEM Camp offered by the American Association of University Women at Buena Vista University. What did they learn? Let's go in depth with Maya Carmona, Isabella De Sur, Erin Gravy, Brianna Laird, and Liliana Mejia, eighth graders at Knoxville Middle School. So you five girls just got back from the Buena Vista University, AAUW, American Association of University Women Tech Trek Camp. What was that all about?
It was about empowering women and girls to go into science, technology, math, and engineering camps, and to get more girls involved and to get more girls to like the subjects that they were learning about at that camp.
But I bet you girls all liked the subject before you went in. Otherwise, you wouldn't have applied or been nominated, right?
Yeah.
So you like science a lot?
Yeah. Math is my favorite subject. And then probably science is my second favorite.
So you're all math and science?
Yeah.
All about it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you like about math and science?
Something interesting about math is the fact that it's something that is sure because is a unique subject.
There's always a right answer, wrong answer, right? It's not like politics or poetry or something like that,
right? Yes.
So what do you like about math and science, Liliana?
What I like about math is that it just works your brain a little harder because you're trying to work these problems out step by step. And what I like about science is that you get to try things, but sometimes there's not going to be the perfect answer. And the science is that you get to do things like you learn different parts, like I did chemistry in the tech trek, and then there's things like you get to learn about the environment. There's just so many parts to each one. Science has multiple parts.
Why don't you pick, Maya, one of your favorite activities that you did at the camp?
I really like going to chemistry, which was my core class. We learned about three different specific things like foams and dyes and binders, and then we had a core class break, and then core class, and for the 1 hour we did, we like had a presentation. We learned about a specific thing, and then after we would do something fun, like for binders, we got to make like crayons and pastels, and then we learned about foams, and we got to make butter and marshmallows.
So there's science in everything, chemistry in it, almost everything, right?
Yeah.
And so what you learn there, then you can take into other situations. Mm-hmm. Brianna, what was your favorite?
I liked the core class, and then when I was in the app inventor class, so I got to make games and apps. And I also liked the evening activities. Like when one day we went and we made clipboards, and we painted them, and they were dry erase. And then we went to a conservation park and learned about flowers and the wildlife. It was really cool.
Wow, a diverse mix of sciences. Did you have a favorite one, Isabella?
I liked learning about DNA and extracting DNA from bananas. But I also liked our core classes. I was in the cyber safety class where we got to learn about how to stay safe on the internet and how to hack and keep hackers out of different information.
Did you already know a lot about the subject?
Not really. I'm not very tech savvy, but I guess I'm a little bit more now so than I was before I started the class. So I think I know more now than I did a couple weeks ago before I started the class.
Now, you surely didn't extract DNA from a banana, did you?
Yeah.
You did?
I'm wearing some right now.
You're wearing? You've got a little neck. Well, describe what you've got with your necklace.
It's a little vial of rubbing alcohol and DNA sunk at the bottom. We had to make banana DNA. It's soap and blended up banana and water and salt all mixed up and put into some really, really cold alcohol. And what makes you be able to see the DNA is the bubbles that form from the soap and the alcohol and the salt mixing together to make them visible to the naked human eye.
I better put my glasses on. Well, that's cool. You actually did it. So it wasn't just reading about things. It was actually doing things.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Maya Carmona, Isabella Day Sir, Aaron Gravy, Brianna Laird, and Liliana Mejia about the Tech Trek STEM Camp. What was your favorite part?
I think my favorite part was I was also in the cybersecurity class. Basically, when they taught us a bit about more about hacking into, well, not necessarily hacking, but finding places and sites where they aren't exactly as stable as they should be, with air quotes with that. And our teachers made a fake site, and they just told us to go and find the places that this site could get broken into, and they just sort of let us loose on it. And what they did was they attached, I'm not completely sure how they did it, but they, if you could get into the admin account of the site, there was a few buttons you could press where they hooked up tiny Nerf missile launchers to them, and you could press the buttons and they'd start shooting.
Really?
Yeah.
They're all setting the stage for your future careers, is that?
Yes.
And which one did you like the best?
I liked the part where we just went to different places and learned different things. Like, one day we went to the wind farm, where we learned about how wind energy works and what happens. And then we went to an environmental place, about how the different places they just took us just to learn about different things. And they weren't all just sit down and listen. We were mostly hands-on doing things. They did tell us a couple of things, but my favorite was just going places and learning about different things.
Well, what was the process? Did you have to apply? Was somebody nominate you?
So our science and math teachers nominated us, and then we had to write an essay. And then they sent that in, and then they, like, selected people that they liked from the essay. And then they had some people come into our school, and then we did an interview. And then they took all the information and decided who would come.
Wow. So that was tough. That was a real tough selection process. Were you concerned that, oh, you might not make it? Or was it just, you know, no big deal if you made it? You made it. If not?
Well... for me, I was kind of like on the edge because the email when we got, if we got accepted or not, it was kind of hard to find for us. And then when I checked it and then it said I got accepted, I was so like excited, and like I was excited like I was going to learn new things and I was going to have such a good experience there and I could do with stuff in the future.
Were there a lot of girls from other schools, and did you make any friends?
Yeah, there were, I think, 42 out of 71 girls accepted, and we all made a lot of new friends and had a great experience at this camp.
Did you learn from each other? Did you teach each other?
Yeah, kind of, I guess. When we learned about different stuff and we had classes, one girl might say, oh yeah, I know this, and did you know if you do this, then this will happen? And I was like, oh, that's cool, I didn't know that. So we all kind of like learned and bounced ideas off each other and got to know each other really well.
Was there some good social time where you could just sit and chat?
We got breaks in between our core classes, and sometimes when there was just pauses between the many activities in this camp, we just went up to our rooms and just talked to one another for a while.
Does it matter to you that there are other girls at other schools that share your interests, and that there's sort of a team that you're building of like-minded people that want to conquer these science and math problems and try to make the world a better place? Is that sort of empowering?
Yes. If they want to do things like this, if they want to try to work together and be the best that they can be, then they should do it. They shouldn't hold back. And empowering is great if we all work together, and if they want to keep learning the things that we did in the science, the math, engineering, technology, engineering, then they should go for it. They shouldn't just sit around, hey, you know what, I'm never going to get there, even if we are a team. They should talk to one another. They should, hey, let's work together to be this and be the best that we can be.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Maya Carmona, Isabella De Sur, Erin Gravy, Brianna Laird, and Liliana Mejia about the Tech Trek STEM Camp. Well, that sounds like some good advice for your younger girls that might be coming into this. Do any of the other of you have any additional advice for younger girls that might want to do this?
I think you should just look into STEM because it's a really, really, really good thing. And more and more girls should be enrolled in this.
I say go for it. Do what makes you happy. Try new things. Go get a job and go be an engineer if you want to be an engineer.
I would really recommend this camp because, like, I didn't really know, like, what I wanted to be when I get older, but, like, I think this camp, opened up my eyes to more opportunities than just, like, what I thought, maybe. So, like, it kind of gave me, like, and now I kind of know more, like, I learned a lot of different things, so I feel like I could go and do that, like, a lot of different things in this field because we did so many different diverse things. So even if you really like computer stuff but don't really like nature, you're still going to get both. And you might find that you'd like nature more than you did because going to this camp and learning about it. And, like, this camp made it fun. Like, it wasn't just, like, when you're in science class and you're sitting there listening to your teacher talk. It was actually, like, doing it and what you would do if you were in that profession.
Well, and when you were speaking, all the other girls were nodding. So that's pretty cool. That was a really neat thing. So do you know what you want to do? I guess we sort of asked that awfully early to kids. But, I mean, any thoughts about career you might want to pursue?
Well, like, before I went to this camp, I kind of wanted to be a teacher or a photographer. But I think I would consider, like, maybe coding or programming.
Isabella?
I kind of want to be a computer software engineer. I think that sounds interesting and different.
Erin?
I think a career somewhere in the field of biology would be kind of cool.
Liliana?
I want to do chemistry, environmental science, and biology. Those really caught my eye when we were learning about them. So that really changed my go-to path.
Really neat. Maya?
Well, something I've always wanted to be since I was little, I always wanted to be a doctor, and I think that's what, like, made me, like, fall in love with, like, science and math and all of that, because I've always wanted to be a doctor, but I don't really know what kind.
Mm-hmm. You're still thinking about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you girls obviously have family support.
Yeah, we do. Our families were really supportive of us going to this camp. And they were probably about as excited as we were to get us into this camp.
Yeah, I know, like, my family's always thinking ahead, like, well, if you go to this camp, it would look really good on your college resume and stuff.
My parents were kind of like Brie with, like, the college, college and all of that. And my parents, they were more concerned with, like, getting, like, the email to see if I was accepted. They were, like, really looking forward to seeing that.
Yes, I do have really supportive parents and family. My mom says that this will open up my path to college and my careers and how I'm going to do in life, if I'm going to succeed or if I'm not going to. So if I keep going on a path that I am, then I'm going to get somewhere.
Yeah, my mom was, of course, she approved of this. I think she was excited that I was actually going to do something this summer. She was really anxious, of course, but she was pretty good about the whole thing. She didn't panic or anything, of course.
So you know what? You're used to this. You're used to parents and adults giving you advice. All right? You get it all the time. That's because they care about you. But now, how about you give some advice to other parents about how to they might encourage their children, their girls, to succeed in the STEM careers or in any career they choose. Anybody want to share any advice for parents?
Maybe try and get them involved if they seem interested. Try and get them involved in, like, a STEM camp or whatever they want to be. Try to get them to experience some of the stuff before they decide, oh, I want to be this. Maybe if you want to be a cook, maybe say, oh, why don't you go see this lady who is really good with flowers and plants and wildlife before you decide you just want to be that career for the rest of your life.
So get a wide variety of experiences.
Yeah. I agree with Isabella, and I would say just, like, instead of, like, just telling them, like, do, like, kind of try to, like, give them experiences, because just for me, getting told, like, getting it told to me doesn't, like, do the same effect as, like, doing it. Like, when I do it, it just has more of an effect on me personally, and yeah.
Support your children. If just because they don't succeed at something, bring them back up to do something else or try it again. Like what Isabella said, get them involved in different things. Like, there are many opportunities for STEM camps. There are many opportunities for, like, book clubs, cook clubs, like, stuff like that. So they can experience things that they never thought they'd like. And then, yeah, just support them. Bring them back up if they don't succeed. Have them try again.
Well, along with Lily, what she said, I think if your child, like, loves something, even though they don't succeed, I think they should just keep going, keep trying, and then they, even though they don't succeed, they still have something to love. It's better if they love something and they don't succeed about it than they succeed at something and they just don't like it.
Well, I can imagine it's a little scary, or if, like, your kid out of the blue says that they want to be something or other that might, like, a child switching between ideas so fast, and the fact that eventually they are going to have to decide one of these days what they want to be. I feel like once again, how Isabella said, giving them enough experiences for them to make a proper decision would be a good idea.
I hear there's a DNA song.
Yeah.
You know, would you sing it for us?
We love DNA made of nucleotides, sugar, phosphates, and the base bonded down one side. Adenine with thymine make a lovely pair. Cytosine with alkynine would feel very bare.
Yay.
Great. Thanks to Maya Carmona, Isabella Day Sir, Erin Gravy, Brianna Laird, and Liliana Mejia for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.